No manager until September. Mark Hannam apologises to the Irish fans. That is the state of play. David Dunn here, joined by Martin Prendergast. This is the state of play. And of course, as always, if you like what you hear, love what you see, hit that subscribe button, scan that QR code and head over to our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And of course, you can head over to our website as well, lanceandroar.ie. That is lanceandroar.ie. If you want opinion, and my God, you're going to get opinion on this episode of the state of play. Martin, we haven't even spoken about this. We actually haven't, have we? We were talking about wrestling. We were talking about other things off camera before we started. And we're going to get into this. Mark Hannam today has apologized to the Irish fans. They released a video on a Friday to FEI TV. Cathal Derwin gave the interview, I suppose, if you wanted to call it that. And yes, Mark Hannam has said there will be no manager, probably no manager until September. They hope to get John O'Shea on board as interim manager again for the June friendlies against Hungary in Dublin and Portugal in Portugal. And they haven't met anybody who's met the criteria to become the next Republic of Ireland men's senior manager. We've hit 150 days, I believe, since Stephen Kenny was, I suppose, he had his contract, not fired, but his contract was not renewed. Martin, you are Mr. Positivity, so let's hear you spin some positivity here for us.
I know, it's a tough day as an Ireland fan, isn't it, to be honest? I think we are in as a fan base, I think this is kind of an all-time low. And it's not even kind of matters on the pitch that we're referring to, sadly. I know that, you know, even just when that four-minute video came out today as some sort of justification to kind of appease the Irish fans, I think it was actually... I read an article saying, you know, it won't be just good enough to hear a statement. We need to kind of see Mark Hannam in a press conference, for example, give this. But they chose to kind of do it with their in-house media outlet, as you said, Cathal Derwin. And 4 minutes was deemed enough to try to appease the fans. I know a lot of Irish fans are basically disillusioned now, very angry about this whole recruitment, feel that they've been lied to. And I think it kind of is very indicative, I think, of how football fans are treated generally now in modern society, maybe even like post-COVID. You know, we returned to games, missed out on lots of football for many years or a period of time, of course, and the results have been really poor for Ireland, of course, but we're just massively taken advantage of. It doesn't seem relevant to the FAI how I think they've got to go on a massive PR offensive now to try and restore the faith of Irish fans in Irish football and the administrators overseeing it.
Well, he said that he understands the frustration and he apologises to Irish fans. I don't think he really does understand it. I mean, this should have been... We knew this was coming. We didn't get the news till Friday. Friday afternoon. Now, they call it? The Dead Friday or the Friday news drop? Where basically, it's kind of... I don't know if this was a strategy or not by the FAI. If it was, it's a very basic strategy that doesn't really appeal to 21st century media. But essentially, you drop your clanger on a Friday. So the thinking is that, well, most people don't read newspapers on a Saturday or Sunday. They're more interested in sport or whatever. You know, they're taking the weekend off with the family. It's not really in. So you drop the horrible news story on the Friday. Nobody pays attention. I don't know whether that's the case or not. If it is, it's very poor. It won't work. It's 20, you know, we're now in the age of social media. It's 24/7. It doesn't matter. It's on your phone. It's on your tablet. You know, it's wherever you see things, you hear things, you're going to hear about this. He should be, Mark Hannam should be in front of a press conference answering questions and getting grilled. We did say that he needed to come out and speak openly and be transparent about the whole thing as much as he could. And he, you know, that was the only way he was going to come out of this any sort of credibility. That wasn't it, Martin. That was not it today. What they've done there. you know, oh, in hindsight, as he said, you probably shouldn't have given deadline. No, you shouldn't have. And they were his deadlines. He was very happy to sit there in front of the cameras and go, ah, you know, like, oh, yeah, very, very smuggled himself. You know, we'll have one in April, early April. Don't you worry about it. And then we had another update. Oh, yeah, it'll definitely be April. And we sat here, Martin, didn't we? We were like, do you know what? Okay. We're going to have an interim manager for March. No problem. Because if that means, because by the look of this guy, what he's telling us, we're taking this guy at face value that he's got somebody lined up, but for whatever reason, contractual reasons, as he said, and they are his words, by the way, we're not making this up, they're words. You know, we got somebody lined up contractually, but, you know, we can't really go into it too much. But yeah, don't worry, it's in a bag kind of thing. We thought, okay, lovely, be interesting to see who it is. And we thought they were doing a splendid job of keeping everything under wraps. And it turns out the reason why he was under wraps, there was nothing to have on the wraps. There was nobody. And yeah, I have to admit, I'm fuming, Martin. I am fuming because I feel like I feel like an absolute idiot. I feel like an idiot today, giving these guys the benefit of the doubt. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, and that is a familiar, I think, feeling with many of us as Irish match-going fans, to be honest. You know, there's just so many kind of facets to this. You know, you've got the whole thing of the pathway, which Mark Cannon was selling to Irish football, you know, around the island of, this is what I believe we're going to do. And then you had the women's recruitment. I think it's just, everything is just kind of built up on this, to be honest. And I think there's just people losing faith with the Irish football now, the administrators. This is kind of probably one of the, I dare say, maybe a nail in the coffin. You know, we know Jonathan Hill's gone, so they might spin it now and say, well, we had a lot of stuff going on with Jonathan Hill when you knew we were up in the Oireachtas, and we couldn't say it at the Oireachtas, but they did, that, you know, they didn't have faith in Jonathan Hill. But it just is, it's very frustrating, and I think it's worthy of another book from Mark Tye and Paul Rowan, because this will be fascinating to look back at this history of this kind of period of the FAI. And the sad thing is, as a very positive Irish football fan, as you said at the start of the show, I just feel like kind of been made a mug of. I think we're being laughed at football-wise. Even when I say about, you know, a lot of fans are trying to promote Irish football, I'm always talking about, you know, the commercialism of it, that we need money, and even the FAI are asking the government for money. Well, they haven't even got round to doing that because they haven't got their house in order. But it's just a bit of a joke now. You know, like, people are saying, I can't believe you go and follow them. I can't believe you go and watch them. And you travel around the world. Like, what are you doing? Like,
because, do you know, right?
They're an absolute joke. And it's not wrong, is it, really?
No, and when I got the email, the media email, as you get as well, from the FBI about Mark Cannon, basically, you know, he's made this video, have a look at it. On my personal email, because I'm a season ticket holder, it said, oh, by the way, get your tickets for Hungary. It's going to be amazing. It's incredible.
So disjointed. The FAI is just so disjointed.
If
you look at Hill, I mean, I know we want to talk about Mark Cannon and stuff, but like, even Jonathan Hill, I just think of, since he came into that job, we spoke previously on a podcast about, you know, him, like, that he didn't engage, he didn't shake enough hands, didn't bother getting involved. You know, someone should have been kind of shaking him by the shoulders and saying, this is what you need to get involved with Irish football here. Like, same now a little bit with Mark Cannon. The faith is going. It's just eroding. You know, I know Paddy Bonner's in there as a voluntary director on the board, and he's kind of put his head above the parapet. But even people I see are knocking Paddy and saying, you know, why are we trusting him to even get it right? And why aren't we hearing from him and things? And, you know, it's just a complete mess.
They're running football into the ground. They're running the national team into the ground, Martin.
They are. And I'm firmly of the belief that we can't just say, yep, let's sack it all off and let's start again. It won't ever work doing that. But I just don't know where the future is. I that's where I am. I know I keep using the word disillusioned. Like, you know, we're running a supporters club. Even Chris celebrating like 10 years last year, the Confederation Supporters Club, trying to do everything you're doing. I'll be honest, everything you do to try and promote Irish football as a supporters club, you're doing in the face of any support really from the FAI. I'll say that on here now quite openly. Anytime you have to contact them about things, you just don't get a response. You know, we tried to engage with Jonathan Hill in the past, as supporters clubs have, didn't get even the courtesy of that, never attended events. Mark Canham, I think, has been involved a little bit with stuff. You're kind of begging them, in a sense, to give you the support you need to promote Irish football, and it shouldn't be that way around, to be honest. They should be very grateful of fans who were travelling. Like, you know, today, for example, before 5 o'clock, we had to meet a deadline to apply for on the away portal for the Portugal away game in June. So we're 8 weeks out from that, basically. And we're pushed. Can we pay deposits? Can you now make your invoice and stuff like that? You know, but for what? Like to see a team now who are
no manager,
without a manager, they're going to face. We don't even know who's going to be leading the team over today. They're going to be doing a camp, of course, and there'll be all that PR spin of it, of showing us videos of the lads. I mean, even the players. I would love to see the senior players going out and say, what the fuck is going on here, to be honest? Because, like, it's just ridiculous. We saw a little bit of it, James McLean coming out the other day and saying, what's going on? You know, with his thing, and we'll talk about that on, obviously, future shows, because I think that's worthy of talking about, because we'll see. That kind of shows a little bit what's been going wrong in the background. But at the same time, I just think surely senior pros like Seamus Coleman perhaps need to be made aware that the fans are very, very pissed off with this now.
I do feel sorry for the good people. There are good people in Aberystwyth.
Yeah, there are, right? Yeah.
And, you know, look, and, you know, they're going to show us videos and everything's fine. Well, that's a social media job. That's what you have to do.
No, I know that, yeah.
You know, and you have to do it. And, you know, I feel sorry for those guys. I feel sorry for the players. I feel sorry for the stakeholders to support. You know, I'm a stakeholder, Martin. You're a stakeholder. And if you're watching this, you're a stakeholder too. You're probably a fan of the team. You probably have a season ticket. Mm. You probably go to all the games as well. We all go to the games. If I didn't get a media pass, you know, I'd be going anyway with my season ticket. I live in London. Martin lives in London. We travel to all the games. You know, that's not paid for. So we go to support our country and the best we can. And we're not the only ones. There's people that live in Donegal who don't have trains, have to get buses down. There's people that live in the other end of the country who, you know, don't drive, but they have to get public transport. Public transport in Ireland is quite poor outside of Dublin. Even in Dublin, it's not great. All these things, all these sacrifices. And, you know, we're just looking here, even as a podcast, Martin, we're just looking to have a bit of positivity, just a bit of fucking direction that the people in charge know what the fuck is going on. It is rudderless. It's been rudderless for some time. Jonathan Hill, right? This lad went in front of the Oireachtas, in front of the Public Accounts Committee, right, in February gone, with a fully redacted email saying, oh, you can't have to trust me here, lads. You know, it's grand, but, you know, it was just a joke, but there you go. Can we have £500 million? He has fucked probably a once in a lifetime, well, for a very long time anyway, chance for the FEI to go and say, can we have some money, please? Because we're different, we're changed, we're not like we were in the past. And yeah, here we are 4 years later, we're in the exact same situation. You have a technical director. Is he technical? He's a director of football. I've seen technical director, now he's director of football. Mark Cannon coming out saying, trust the process. How can you trust the process? You have told us yourself. You have come on media and told us, we're going to have a guy in April, and you tell us at the early April, mind, and then you have at the back end of April that you tell us, oh, by the way, it won't be till September. Could you imagine, right? You're a new manager coming in. Your first fixture is going to be England at home, one of the best teams in the world. Could be European champions when we played them in September. Fabulous side. Like, you know, it kills me to say that, but they are a fabulous team, and we got to play these guys. What poor bastard is going to want to take over that team? That's your first fixture. I said this on the last podcast, Martin, as well, that we did. Like, that's your first fixture. You've been given no time to train. You've been given no time to look for granny rulers, to look for extra players. You know, Casey McAteer, what's happened there? You know, these guys, because we don't have a manager. It's going to be nearly 10 months.
We're in a worse state now, though. We don't have a manager. We don't even have a CEO now. We're in
a worse marketing state. Director.
But we've got nothing. Like, it's just interim is the buzzword. And, you know, and yet we're expecting people at grassroots level, frustratingly, to now invest in this pathway that Mark Cannon's put in place, which I've said as well is a massive risk. And I'm not going to get personal with Mark Cannon, because I think actually this would be, I'll be probably howl that for this. But, you know, I think he's come into that environment and believe in what his remit was to put his pathway in place. And now he's been kind of put forward as, yep, now you're involved in the picking of managers and presenting that to the board. That's all right. That's all correct administration. But he's not got the support from other parties there. And then the CEO performed disgracefully, frankly, at the Oroctus. He knew he was going. I'll be honest. My view on his performance there, he didn't give a shit. There's been no consequences to that. He's off now, gardening leave, fully paid. It doesn't matter how shit he did his job. And he did do it shit. I don't care now, right? I've given the benefit for a long time. The Sky sponsorship deal. It's absolute nonsense. He just failed to deliver on so many things. Undermined Vera Powell as well on the women's thing. I mean, even the positivity around the World Cup of the women getting there is kind of eroding because people are pissed off. People are turning on Kate McCabe. That it was an internal kind of civil war between Vera Powell and whatever. We'll all have views on that, of course. But like, just the interest has gone, I think, from that. But despite that, we're still getting fans who will go. And that's what they're just taking for granted. And soon enough, there will become a time where people will just stop going. And it will be one game at a time. And they'll drop off 5-10%. And think, why am I investing my life, my time, my money into this association that frankly don't give a shit about me? And we know why they do that. And it's demonstrated how they don't give a shit is, frankly, on the season ticket prices, even on the double header duo packages they present to everybody. And even the kind of just the arrogance to send that message today to fans as stakeholders, like you said, and yet at the same time pushing to promote a ticket for a game where you're not going to have a manager. It's an end of season game, so half the lads probably won't be bothered even turning up. There's nothing to be positive about, whereas you could have had your new manager in there and building into that September window where it does matter. And we're now on the cusp of entering the Nations League campaign against really well-ranked teams who've just been relegated to our level, to be frank. And then they're going to probably give us a hiding. And then you'll have more people drop off and they'll be embarrassed in Irish football. And that's just a shame to see, ultimately. It's just a very, very hard time to be an Irish fan.
Just for clarification on that, so I'm not accused of lying, I got an email from the FEI about the Media Markanum thing. That was at 12:13 p.m. And then that was in my media account. And then my personal one, I got a 1:01 today, 45 minutes later. Don't miss out on tickets now. Be there to see the action versus Hungary. Now, I'm pretty certain those things are automated, and they're automated. I book things, I automate things weeks in advance because there's only so many hours a day, and I understand that. So that's probably what's happened there. But you couldn't make up that time, and really, Martin, it's just, I know this is why the League of Ireland is taken off, which is great, by the way. It's great the League of Ireland's taken off, but there's no money in it. Mm-hmm. You had more incidents tonight with a flare thrown at a Derry Shamrock Rovers game, flare on the pitch, a kid ran on the pitch and ran off with it. They're getting into that now because they're sick of this. Like, there is no buzz. There is no buzz around an international fixture anymore.
We're going off to play in Portugal, which is, end of the season, June. Yeah. It's going to be a camp as well. I mean, even this, they're going to get 1,500 tickets for that. They'll be lucky if 1,500 Irish fans bother going to that game. Okay.
I'll be there anyway.
Yeah. But 1,500 going. The tickets were a tenner. That's 15 grand. You could have done a whole thing of, all right, do the whole process of taking applications and things, and then actually make the ticket free. Let the FAI cover that. 15 grand is nothing to an association. It's absolutely nothing. It won't probably be a couple of days of Jonathan Hill's holiday leave or something like that. Right, but it's nothing in the context of things. But they could do some kind of gestures for the travelling fans. They don't think like that, though. Like, I feel sorry for this David Carell coming in now as a interim CEO, because he's coming into a shit show. Like, who wants to even be doing that job?
Yeah, well, he was
who
there.
Who coming as a manager? No, I know he was. I know he was, yeah. But still,
I don't know.
How many? Sure. What are people doing in these roles? Like, there's no accountability. Even
6 months.
That we're also in this situation, which is frankly absurd as well, where you've got a board of representation of different women and men on it, and we're trying to be all great with that. And I know I've mentioned this before, but like they're not football people. They don't understand football, half of them. Like, and like, you know, I know, as I said earlier, Paki Bonner will be praised and also knocked by different Irish fans, whatever their views are. But you know, I actually think we need to get across. We need, you know, I know when Niall Quinn came in, and yeah, some of his ideas were a bit absurd and stuff. We had Noel Mooney in there, of course, but I think there needs to be a big push now of how can they turn this around to be positive about Irish football, like ex-players. I don't know who the figurehead's going to be for it. I think it's very, very worrying. I mean, there's no real figurehead I have any faith in, or you know, a person who should be, and I've often said it on this, and it will sound crazy, I'll say it, but a person who should be unquestioned about his role in Irish football is Robbie Keane. But sadly, he's gone the other way of never, you know, never really going to be welcomed back to him, I don't think. A lot of people were very pissed off with how he is, of course. But you know, we need a figurehead. We need someone who everyone can trust, who is on the ground in Irish football. And you'll laugh now, Dave. You'll go at me for Man United bias, but I think that's where John O'Shea is trying to be involved. Like, because I think everyone trusts him. They know he's a decent guy. But I actually feel that John O'Shea, this was outrageous again, that Mark Cannon thing. He's not even spoken to him.
Yeah.
To say, well, he said he's spoken to him, but they've not agreed it. So John O'Shea
disrespectful around
and
go,
I want €1 million to come in and do this interim job. Yeah. Now, we know John O'Shea has ambitions to be the Irish manager, but I find it quite sad in a way. Not like, I find it a little bit sad that John O'Shea's not hawking himself out for the role, but like, I just think he's being disrespected again by Mark Cannon and the FAI. How you know, you're not good enough for us, but oh, we need you now, so we're going to go back in. I don't want him becoming another Noel King or Don Givens, who we need when we need you, we come in and you do the job. Like, respect him.
Yeah, I mean, you could do a lot worse than John O'Shea, have nobody until September. At least if you put John, look, right now, I think a lot of people would just be, yeah, just put John O'Shea in charge. A lot of people have said that. Exactly. Just put John O'Shea in charge. I'd say that as well. You know, I've not seen enough from John O'Shea over two games that he's definitely the man. But what I have seen from those two games with John O'Shea is that he's not Steve Staunton.
No.
You know, he's more astute than Kenny. You know, he was
I would like John O'Shea to get the job, right? And push in the media and do a PR spin himself to get the job, get the backing of fans to get the job, and then undermine the FAI and make it about John O'Shea. If Roy Keane had been given a job, he could have done the same thing. You have to have a powerful kind of person in there who's confident enough in their own ability to say, I'm doing this for Irish football because I'm not happy with how this shit's going on in the background, and get the fans that kind of siege mentality of, it won't be great, but you want it that we want to invest in the team and the manager rather than all the shit you're actually achieving despite all that crap in the background. Because that could have been a sense of Roy Keane or Duffer being in there, because I don't think they'll ever work with the FAI.
No, it could have been, where we're at the moment, like, they're on about, you know, we need the right criteria, whatever. What criteria? Now, the best person for a job. Like, what are you talking about? You're desperate. You're fucking desperate now. You're on your knees. We're on our knees now. The best candidate for the job was Lee Carsley. He said no to you in November.
Yeah, so fucking forget him then. That's what I'm saying. And just go and say, actually, we've actually reset it, and we're going to give it to a young, ambitious coach like John O'Shea, who we know you can put the medals on the table. We're going to help him.
We're going to give it to
tools. And also, yeah, and the public, we want you to trust. It's a 4-year process. We're going to believe in this guy. Yeah. We want you to get behind him. Get him out there in front of the media, and he'll do really well with that.
Get him touring Ireland.
And get all the old school. Like,
and he'd do it.
Man United fan base are going to be supportive of that. Right, even non-Irish fans would know that. Even I'd say most people would class John O'Shea as a top pro. No scandal around him or anything like
that. No, he's so good lad.
Just
be
supportive.
Yeah.
People think even Sunderland came across really, really well. Right, so you've got that. You've got that positive spin around it. I just think it's embarrassing how they're treating him, to be honest. And I wouldn't have any. I think he can't really lose in this situation. Because he can come in and they can go, but also he can tell them to fuck off and no one would blame him at all.
Do you know, like, he has nothing to lose. People say, oh, he wouldn't touch him with a barge, but he's nothing. John O'Shea has nothing to lose. Just don't be Stan. And look, I don't mean to keep picking on Steve Stone, but what I mean is the way Steve Stone behaved himself as our manager. You know, at least with John O'Shea, just act with a bit of decorum, a bit of fucking maturity. apply yourself diligently to the job. Apply yourself to it. You've got a decent backroom staff there. You've got some good coaches in there, and there are some good coaches in there as well. And you know what the FEI will give you if it's there's progress, the people will get behind you.
Yeah,
we will get behind you. The media will get behind you because they'll say, do you know what? Okay, fair enough. It's where we're at, because unless it's somebody, unless we get a sugar daddy who's going to pay a ludicrous amount of money for somebody who is past their best, that isn't going to happen anymore. Or you're going to get somebody who's young, up and untried, as we said, like an Anthony Barry or whatever. Or you're going to get somebody who's going to want to do it because they want to do it because they're Irish and they're proud. And that's someone like a John O'Shea or a Mick McCarthy or whatever. But a John O'Shea, I think, is the most realistic and probably the best bet that we've got right now. And,
yeah, and I think that's what they've got to do now, because there's a lot of anger. There's a lot of people pissed off with it. I mean, if they'd have turned around today, and even, for example, if we turn around today and say, we're actually giving it to John O'Shea, you know, even as interim manager, with a view to getting the role permanently, we think it's that kind of job at the moment. And we're looking in the background to see how we can support him and what else we need to do. Mm. People might have understood it, but it's very frustrating today. And I just think it's, like I said, disrespectful John O'Shea, how they're treating him. But I'd like to see him get it. And I'm hoping he's going to be the interim manager, because I think it's farcical that if you bring someone else in to be the interim
King's
manager
back.
Now. Yeah, thankfully he's ruled out. But you know, I just think it's just very, very difficult. I mean, look, it's a shame as well. You know, I think as well, why I'd also like to see John O'Shea get it, because I think we kind of need to clean house within the squad a bit. I'd like to see John O'Shea go back in there now for June and call out them fuckers, whoever's in that squad, who had a problem with whatever they were doing on the training pitch, with the hours they spent and all that, and leaking shit to the press. I think as well, Mark Canham, I think that we're just too nice as a fan base. We are up in uproar about all of today and stuff, but you can see it in the media now. The media are going to turn, because the media are pissed off that they never got the opportunity. I see Gav Cooney, Dan McDonald, all friends of the pod, of course. They've all said, you know, that they'd never had the opportunity to do it in-house with their PR kind of driven communications department. I think they've even got external advisors on that, I read earlier. You know, it is hiding in the background.
It won't wash.
No, it's just not going to wash.
It won't wash.
It's a laugh.
Irish fans are stupid.
You know, people are calling for Canham to go, and he's got to be cleverer. So is Packy, to be honest. I think they've got to be... They've really got to try and restore the faith in Irish football. And
like, trust the process. You're in charge, you know, you're director of football of an organization whose name, reputation was in the mud and hasn't done much to improve it over the last 4 years, and actually capitulated in February on an official level. You know, even if you don't know the full ins and outs of it, if you're a casual fan and you hear of funding suspended Sport Ireland, Oireachtas, you're going to get PTSD. You're going to go back to John. Oh my God, it just haven't changed. Even if you don't know the full details of it and what it was, like you're telling us to trust the process. You've been giving us deadlines. You have been giving us deadlines. Not probably you yourself, Mark, can't be giving us deadlines. You tell us to trust the process, mate. You know, the FEI isn't a golden brand in Ireland. It's been dogged by decades of mismanagement, you name it. Its name is in the toilet, and it has been for years and years and years and years and years and years. And Jonathan Hill's job was to basically steer it in the right direction, keep it away from that, keep it away from the front pages, keep it on the back pages, just nice and boring, nice and quiet. We forget who Jonathan Hill is, because we shouldn't really know who Jonathan Hill is. Well, you and I should know who Jonathan Hill is, but your casual fan shouldn't know who Jonathan Hill is. But everybody knew who Jonathan Hill was when the holiday payments thing blew up, and it was the same nonsense over and over again. And, you know, that's what Canham has to realize, mate. You don't have any goodwill with the public and the Irish fans, like, as an association. And that's sad. And you know what annoys me? And we're going over a little bit here, sorry. Is that I, right, and yourself, we have tried to, and I've taken plenty of flack for this, is that I have actually tried to give them the benefit of the doubt. Oh, maybe he's got something up his sleeve. Okay. You know, what's going on here? And I thought, no, surely to God, this can't happen. This man is going to show up and say, by the way, we don't have anybody. And that's exactly what happened. And it's unbelievable, Martin. What other association would we be talking about in the fucking world that would come out and do that? It's incredible.
Look, as I said, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Yeah.
It's the FBI. We've always been disillusioned with it, to be honest, and history of it shows that. But like, I just think now there's a lot of people don't give a shit. Jonathan Hill didn't give a shit about how he performed because there was no consequences to him. Mark Cannon today, he can apologize and stuff like that, and it's all
pre-scripted.
It's just, you know, he fans needs will to not be... vote with their feet, though, I don't think. There'll be less ticket sales, but like the season tickets are sold. You're going to go.
Should be a protest. Like, we need protests.
There should be. Yeah, we do. Yeah, I think we kind of do. Yeah. But I think even, you know, we were involved in shit commercial deals under John Delaney with the Mike Ashley stuff, and we're still paying debt off of that, right? With Sports Direct and all that kind of stuff. We're now in another shit deal. We're in a shit deal. I'll give the benefit to Sky, but we're in a shit deal. The fact they go on our home shirt, the name, we should be getting out of that now. Like, take less money, but that's why it's less money. You don't go on our shirt, but it's just very, very poor. And they've not engaged with the fans. You know, they're not in the real world. Even the cost of shirts, cost of tickets, the fan experience is absolutely shite in the Aviva. Let's be honest. Half the bars are closed. Now, I don't have a problem with them being closed in a sense if you still offer something better, though, and you kind of bring fans in and you have something pre-match some other way. But, it's just a shit thing to come into and be ripped off on food. I mean, maybe that's just Ireland, to be honest.
I don't think that's the FEI. That's just that's just Ireland.
There's no bars around match day, like going along the street, you don't see the new shirt, the new kit launch, all those things factor in. You know, I'm not on about ripping people off or like driving money and stuff, but we're a skint association. We've got to get some buzz around it, but not perhaps the money side of it, but more just are promoting, like even nostalgia, dare I say. You know, they didn't get it right with Charlie O'Leary on the pitch. Didn't have a picture of didn't have the video of him on the screen. Great little idea to do it, but like, they should be a big thing of who's this guy and have someone pitch side chatting to him, them kind of things. You have to get the young people involved. You know, I there's loads of stuff. You see it all on at Premier League games now and stuff. It's the fan experience is important. People are not going to go to shite anymore.
No fan engagement, no fan experience. No. I think they will vote with their feet. By the way, I'm not telling you to boycott the games or anything like that, but I do think people will vote with their feet. I think this is worse. I've never known the situation as bad as this. I really don't. Because I thought, okay, it was bad with 60 million quid worth of debt. When it was announced in 2019, at the end of 2019, when he went through the, remember they re-audited all the books, and I thought this is the worst day in Irish football. This is embarrassing. I think it's worse now because lessons should have been learned. We've no CEO. We're rudderless at the top. We got a director of football. Jury's out on him, man. The jury's out on him. He should have put himself out. If you know, he should have taken an absolute grilling. And it's a case of right. I'm going to go out there. At least you had the respect. Say, you know what? I'm so sorry about this. I'm going to face the grilling. I'm going to answer your questions because the people want to know. I'll answer what I can. You know, can't go into confidentiality, whatever. But I'm going to go in there and I'm going to show you I do care and I am really sorry about this. Not try to fob it off on a Friday afternoon with your in-house media. That's not good enough. And I think this is the worst. This is really the worst I've seen it. And you know,
talk about football. Like, you know, there's not even the feel good, the factor of, well, actually, look, we've got games now. Let's be exciting. We're in a good kit. We've got big games coming up. Like, we have got big games coming up. We've got England at Wembley. That is an attractive fixture. Don't care.
And we are going.
And that's the only thing they're banking on. That's the only thing they've banked on, that they'll get money for that England game. They will.
And he will. Right? And he will.
But at the same time, you know, it will be probably a horror show, and you're not preparing the team. Like, that's what I'm saying about the senior pros have surely got to be angry that we're not going to have the best opportunity to prepare ourselves now because you've not put in a coach.
Your director of football telling you today that trust the process, but we're not going to have a manager until the first competitive game, which is against England.
What do you expect us to do?
No prep. Preparation. Like, there's no manager in there having a look at, okay, you know, we need talent, so we're going to go out to granny rulers. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Giving us the absolute best chance, watching our players, building a relationship with players, having, you know, because there's no one in doing that job. John O'Shea's not going to do it because he's going to be interim manager. He's just going to pick another nice, safe squad like he had the last time. I don't blame, that's not his fault.
Yeah, but he can't, because he can't be given the reins. He's not trusted. He's got to be saying, I'm not trusted to do it how I want to. Like, you know, even if I was a senior pro in that dressing room, I'd be going, is it right that you've, Mark Canham, whoever you are, right? Whoever you think you are and what you're all about, you're telling me, like Seamus Coleman could be saying, you're telling me I'm in football 20 years. You're saying that to our new manager, they've got to have, that they can't bring in their own backroom staff. Is that, can you just clarify that? Is that the case? That's a question that I'd like to see the press ask and answer. Is that one of the criteria? We want to know your criteria, Mark, because otherwise it's not very clear to us. We're very pissed off. Argue that out. If you're so certain that that's the right way for your pathway and your manager, tell us that. But not all this vague, contractually and all this kind of stuff. All I do is looking at Euros, looking at the end of the season here where people are out of contract. People are being cynical as well. And perhaps right, saying, you know, the FAI have saved 10 months of wages, which maybe they have. But at the same time, I was incredulous today when I saw that when he said, yeah, we're hoping John O'Shea, we've got to speak to him about being interim manager again. I'm like, fucking hell, like he's been in Dublin. Like, you know, he was in Dublin doing the launch thing with you for the Europa League final and stuff. Like, it's just fucking embarrassing. It's just such a shit show.
Very sorry, folks. You know, we didn't speak about this.
We haven't spoken about this all day because I think I'll be honest, I didn't read a lot about it. I was so pissed off this morning seeing it, and I thought, and I've read a few bit, and WhatsApps are flying around and basically a laughing stock. And I'm just thinking, I've got to, sometimes with those, that shit happens and hits. I just need time to digest it and get my own thoughts before I'm kind of swayed by other people. And like, I read your article as well, Dave, on lansdownroad.ie, of course. And I thought, they kind of did sum up how I feel. But
it was an angry.
You know, like we were saying, you know, like we are representatives of the fans' views. I think, you know, that's, and we're very honest all the time. And it's not criticism of the good people working in the FAI. We know that. No. And we've often supported them and said, this is what's happening. And we know, like, even when the team get together, that promotion, the videos are all very important. But like, I just feel we need a bigger kind of head statesman to come out and reassure Irish fans that, look, trust this. I'd like to see the media get the opportunity to speak to Packie, speak to Paul Cook, the president. You know, let's get these guys accountable for what they've done. Like, why hasn't it worked out? And then we might trust that, okay, look, it's not ideal that we'll wait until September, but I might understand it a bit more. At the moment, I'm just angry, pissed off. I'm going to be asked to put my hand in my pocket for June, then September games, and we're trying to build interest from supporters clubs. You reach out to the FAI and you get blanked. You get nothing. They don't engage with us anymore. And eventually, Irish fans will just walk away.
I think so, and I think that's what's happening. But listen, we're going to leave it there. We've gone a little bit over. We do apologise. No, we were half an hour, gone about 40 minutes of pure rage and anger, and we are angry. We're genuine. This is a genuine response. We're not looking for, we're not doing an Arsenal TV on it or fan, whatever they're called. Like, we basically did not speak about it, and we just, this is like, right, let's get into it. Sorry, we haven't been, we don't,
as positive as usual,
as positive as usual, and we don't really know where we go from here, to be honest with you. God, where do we go? But anyway, we're gonna leave it there. We will be live this Sunday at probably around 9:45, if I'm being perfectly honest with you. We will be live, and we want to get your thoughts on Sunday on the Facebook and YouTube channel. But as always, guys, do hit that subscribe button on YouTube. We are trying to grow it. It does help. If you can like this video, it'd be fantastic. If you scan that QR code on the video, you can also check out our socials at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and you can head over to lansandroar.ie. That is lansandroar.ie if you want an opinion. And I'm sure there's going to be a few of those banning about today. Anyway, we're going to leave you there. I'm David Dunn. He is Martin Prendergast. And remember, guys, trust the process.